Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 你正在收听由开言英语带来的潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hey guys, this is Adam。
最近我在微博上看到一个热议的话题 ，a trending topic。这个话题就是好朋友之间该不该 AA。
Actually, this is a really great topic for me right now because I'm back in my hometown, so I'm seeing a lot of my friends and we're having lunch or dinner or drinks. And with each friend, I have to kind of look at this situation through the lens of, are we going to split the bill? Am I going to pay? Are they going to pay?
Yeah. 我们先来讲讲 AA 的这个 language 从语言层面好吗？那我注意到刚刚 Adam 说啊，他回到这个老家然后见老朋友的时候 Are we gonna split the bill? Who's gonna pay? You said a lot of different things. 你就是没有说 Are we going to AA?
Right, so one of the questions we get a lot here is Do native speakers say AA? The answer is a native speaker would not understand you if you said that to them. In fact, they would think you meant something completely different.
但很有意思啊，那为什么 AA 它是英文字母吗？这个英文说法会进入中文呢？所以 Adam, 我要挑战你。Do you know what AA stands for? 它到底代表是什么单词？
Well, so I should tell you first, for us here, it stands for Alcoholics Anonymous, which is obviously not what you guys mean by it.
Alcoholic Anonymous 是一个机构是吧？是一个组织，就是帮助别人戒酒的，帮助那些 alcoholics, right? 那这个 Anonymous 就是他们都互相不知道真正的名字是吧？因为 they don't want to bring shame or...
Right, exactly. So that's what a native speaker is going to think when you say AA. I know that one of the A's has to do with algebra, and I think the other one is average.
Yeah, I had to, you know, search this one, 因为我也不知道我们说的 AA 这个说法它的源头是什么啊。So AA 是 algebraic?
Algebraic average, right.
Algebraic 的缩写意思是代数均匀，我数学很差，我不知道什么是代数均匀，可能就是 split 分摊嘛，对吧？
Right, you know, there's X amount of people, basically, so you can just split the bill by X. So it's a pretty simple calculation to make. I always thought that it was just a Chinese person who was studying math and who just really liked this idea of AA. So, you know, he or she started to use it at the restaurant and then it just caught on from there.
I have to say, I quite like this expression, AA 制.
Right. But again, the question is always, will a native speaker understand you? And the answer is no.
那可能我们就会想到另外一个学过的说法，就是 go Dutch. Let's go Dutch.
So a lot of my friends here are Dutch, and it is interesting to have meals with them where I am thinking, should we go Dutch here?Because Dutch people, at least in the past, had a reputation for being a little stingy.
你是说 go Dutch, Dutch 是荷兰的或者荷兰人的意思。以前其他的西方人觉得荷兰人有一点小气嘛。
Right, so they're not going to pay the bill for their friends. They're going to pay the bill for their own meal, and then that's enough.
哦，所以这就是为什么英语里会有 go Dutch 这个说法，就是 AA 制，就各付各的 ,right?
That's right. But I don't really know if young people use this phrase. I think it's still being used. I just don't think it's as popular as it used to be.
所以 native speaker 是知道 go Dutch 的意思，这是一个 native speaker 的说法，但是是比较传统，比较老派，年轻人可能不太会用。
Right.
So, what do you youngsters, 你们年轻人会怎么说呀?
Well, we youngsters, we use phrases like split the bill or get separate checks.
Okay, 这两个都很形象啊。Split the bill, split 就是分开的意思，对吧？那你分的是什么呢？就是这个账单, the bill.
Right, the bill.
那比如你跟朋友出去 you can actually say this to one another, like, let's split the bill. 我们今天就分开付是吧各付各的。
Yep, it's something that you can do, and it's also a phrase that you can say.
What's the other phrase you used?
I said, let's get separate checks. And in fact, this is probably what your waiter, your waitress, your server will say at the end, do you guys want separate checks or together?
对，我也觉得就是出去吃饭的时候，特别一大群人结账的时候，服务员会问 together or separate checks, 是吧？就是你们是一起付还是说各付各的？就服务员不太会说 Are you guys splitting the bill? 因为那个好像 very personal 如果一个服务员这样问就好像很多管闲事
That's a good point. I've never thought about it that way, but I think you're right.
Yeah, whereas separate checks 就是好像 很中立哈。这里 separate 其实和 split 意思是一样的，都是分开。 Checks really are pretty similar to the bill, 就是那个账单嘛，对吧？
Yeah, some Americans will say check.
比如你要买单的时候就可以跟服务员说 Could we get the bill? Or maybe could we get the check for some Americans?
Right, right, exactly. For me, a check is money for me. Like the company gives me a paycheck or the bank gives me a check. So I don't want to think about money that I must pay as a check. I think about that as a bill.
那还有什么表达 AA 制这个概念的说法或者短语？
There's not a lot else we can use to talk about the action. There are definitely other words that we can use as we're doing it. Like, for example, I'll get the drinks if you get the dessert.
就是用 get 这个词，意思就是 I'll get the bill, 对吧？比如说、上次是你请的 You got it last time and let me get this time. Or 就像 Adam 说的 Let me get drinks, 我来买喝的。And maybe you can get desserts, 你付甜品啊什么的。Or you can use, you know, it's my turn, 就轮到我买单。
Sure, sure, sure. Or combine them too, like, you got it last time, it's my turn,
yeah.
I insist.
I insist. 我们上次做那个坚持的节目 insist, persist, right? Fighting over the bill, 抢买单哈。但是对不起，我 confuse 大家了。这个 it's my turn 什么的，是我请客，我买单。Today we're talking about 不请客。Yeah, I think we should do a separate show. 这个我请客，我买单。也有好多东西可以说。
That's right. Okay, that's a good point. So generally speaking, we're just saying split the bill. Let's split the bill, or can we have separate checks, please?
那教完大家这个 AA 制英语的说法以后呢？我们来讲讲文化上的一些差异哈。So in general, I think in China and other parts of Asia, 买单可能更普遍一点，或者就是 AA. That's why 好朋友之间该不该 AA 都会上微博热搜，就是因为我们的文化可能就觉得特别你关系那么好。If you're, you know, really close friends, like, you shouldn't split the bill because 可能那样没有那么有人情味啊。But in North America, I would say in general, it's more common to split the bill. 你觉得呢?
Yeah, if anything, for similar reasons, right? Just looking at it through a different lens. If we're old friends, then it doesn't really matter what my job is and what your job is or what my position in society is. We're old friends, so it should be equal.
平等是吧？我们是很好的朋友，我们互相尊重，所以我们自己付自己的钱。我就想问你 Adam, between friends, especially, 我觉得一般的朋友可能在中国现在大家 split the bill is also very common, 更不要说在北美了。What about like your best friends? 那种关系特别特别好的，你们出去吃饭啊什么的时候，每一次都是会 split 吗？还是说会有人请客 and then you just take turns, 大家轮流请。
Well, I think honestly, taking turns is quite common because that is very consistent with this idea of equality, right? You got it last time, I'll get it this time. And there's never really any calculation. Like, you don't need to write it down. Oh, Jenny paid 89 last time and I only paid 86 this time. So, you know, I must not be a very good friend.
所以你跟你的特别好的朋友出去的话 That's what you guys do? 就是可能这次你请下次他请这样吗
Well, that's what I thought. And then, like I said, I was having lunch with a friend the other day. And just as I was ready to say, you know, it's on me, she very loudly proclaimed, separate bills, please. And I thought, oh, okay, separate bills then.
哦，所以你跟你一个好朋友出去，然后本来你想请客的，但是在你说出我想请客之前，他已经跟服务员说 we're paying separately, 就是我们各付各的。
Right, right. So I did start to think about this topic after that. There are no easy rules when it comes to friends. As we'll see in a second, with other people, the relationships are a bit more defined. And in those cases, it's great because you know, oh, this person should pay or that person should pay. With friends, it's tough. You really have to take it one day at a time.
Yeah, 我也觉得反而是跟朋友是最难处理的，因为即使是很好的朋友，但是 I feel like people's personal financial situations might differ a lot, even though you might be very good friends, 对吧？比如 我其实前两天听一个播客，就一个美国人他说，哦，他跟他大学最好的一帮朋友，他们最近出去吃饭，然后其中有一个人呢就发展得特别好，然后薪水就比别人高很多。 And this friend suggested some super fancy restaurant, 让大家去个很贵的饭店，然后最后买单的时候那个朋友也没有要请客的意思。 So they needed to, you know, they split the bill, 但是其他的人都没有这个朋友薪水这么高，然后其他的人就很不爽说，你为什么要让我们来那么贵的饭店，而且又不请我们，早知道我们就去个便宜点的地方就好了。 So yeah, I do think with friends, like, it could be tricky.
Right, exactly. But there is another area or domain that's a little bit less tricky, or should be anyway.
哎，对，就是我想问你还有其他几种不同的关系，比如说 between lovers, 夫妻，外国人一般也不会 split the bill 吧，可能每个人就在家里的 financial responsibility 不一样，但出去吃饭啊什么肯定是一个人买就行了吧，对吧？
Well, ultimately, if it's a husband and wife, it doesn't really matter.
Yeah.
Because it's coming out of the same pot. But when before the husband and wife get married, when, you know, they're just starting to date, that could be a really big issue for them. Who does pay? Should the man pay? Should they split the bill equally?
你们有没有这个男生要买单，即使是就是 early relationship 也是那个男生要买单？
I personally think that he should, but I also think that he should be very clear about his intentions. I would like to take you to dinner. I would like to do this.
如果这个男生 is asking the girl out,
right.
是吧，北美的文化里面还是 assume 这个男的应该 you know, offer to pay.
I'm sure there are a lot of people who really believe in equality, but something about dating that it really, it's like we put equality on pause.
对，就是如果这个男的，不管他最后有没有买啊，因为我觉得现在很多的情况，就像你说的，女生，特别是前几次约会，大家也不是关系那么 establish 嘛，那女生也会说 let's split the bill, 因为我们这个时候 we're just going out.但是如果那个男的都不 offer, 可能还是会觉得他有点, 有点小气。
Right, right, yeah, a little cheap.
But I also have to say, now I'm really, I think I shouldn't be so judgy when it comes to splitting the bill. 就是不要那么容易说一个人不请客他就小气。Because like I said, people, you know, financial situations might be different. Or how they view paying might be very different.
Right, right. And ultimately, we will never know. Even my dad the other day was saying something like, some of the richest people I've ever met, you would never know that they were rich to look at them. And then other people, it's the complete opposite, right? They have fancy everything, but actually they have no money at all.
对，因为有的时候你一直买单那个，因为人情这个脸面，最后 maybe you're in debt, 你欠了很多信用卡的债。 That's not good for you. 我们还是 split the bill 算了，是吧？
Right, 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 right.
我最后要问你的一个买单还是 AA 的情况是 between, 比如说老板和员工出去吃饭，然后还有 and also family, 比如说一大家子出去吃饭， like how do you guys handle paying?
Thank goodness, Jenny. Yes, we are talking about these murky equality-based relationships before, but at work and in your family, that's a hierarchy. That's very clear who is on top and very clear who should pay.
所以你说是会看那个层级是吧？就是看资历吗？比如老板和员工，我觉得在国外也是 基本上老板都会买单啊，因为老板最后可以报销嘛。
Right.
Yeah, if you go eat with your 老板 and then your 老板 doesn't even offer to pay, maybe you shouldn't work there.
Yeah, it might be time to find another job. Now,、yeah. in your family, that ideally is, you know, a rich uncle or maybe your grandfather or someone is paying that bill for everybody.
But what if your grandfather is not rich or you don't have like a rich uncle?
Well, that's a good point. Not everybody has a rich uncle, but there's usually some member of the family, at least one who's doing better than the rest.
就是大家不太会 split the bill 嘛，只要是一家人，比如说你跟你的什么叔叔婶婶啊什么，还有他们的家人这种出去吃饭。So in those kind of situations, always someone pays instead of, you know, your small family, 每个小家庭配自己的。
In my experience, yes. So like Jenny says, every situation is different. But in my family anyway, there's always some uncle that pays. Sometimes it's my dad as the uncle, but somebody pays.
Oh, 原来 your dad is the rich uncle.
He's not the rich uncle. Maybe he treats the family to dinner too much, but he's not rich.
爸爸把钱都请客请掉了是吧？但 he sounds like a very generous guy. 听起来是一个很大方的人。那我们今天的节目就到这儿啊，不知道大家对于这个 AA 制你们是怎么看的，我们今天谈的这些关系对吧，特别好的朋友之间该不该 AA， 情侣之间以及 family， like how do you guys handle the billing situation， and also 大家跟外国人出去吃饭啊这些在社交的过程当中有没有遇到过一些买单的困惑和挑战，都希望你们在留言里面跟我们分享。
Okay guys, we are really looking forward to those comments. Thank you so much for listening, and we'll see you next time.
下次再见。